Yeah.
This is Les Graham, cohort member of the Entrepreneurship Program. I'm Elaine Cotis doing the interview. Les, would you tell us a little bit about yourself?
I guess going way back, I grew up, born in Florida and moved to North Carolina, Morehead City area. Enjoyed living in Morehead as a child, living on the coast, swimming, and enjoying life on the in a resort area. And then went to college, I guess, at UNC and majored in business, and then started the working world.
Okay. When you say you started the working world, what did you start in?
Initially, I thought I wanted to be a computer programmer, but after about a year and a half or so, I knew that it wasn't meant to be. I wasn't a good programmer, and so I changed from computer-related to accounting, which I actually enjoyed much more. Took some classes at UCLA in accounting and worked as a bank auditor, and then later as had different jobs such as cost accountant, accounting manager, systems accountant, which is sort of installing accounting systems at different telephone companies and North Carolina Department of Revenue I've worked at, to banks that were sort of the industries that I worked in accounting. After the that was about, I don't know, 8 or so years I worked in accounting and computer jobs. And then I left and started my own business in a furniture business. And that lasted about a year. It paid the bills, but that was about it. Then I started a laundry-type business, looking at the hospital and the diaper industries, and sold that after a year to a company in Greensboro. And then I started or joined with a paint research company that was based originally in Morehead City, North Carolina, and then it moved to Houston, Texas. And I worked there for 10 or plus years, and worked in management with the paint research company. Then I took a couple of, after we sold the, we licensed the technology to a company in New York, and I had a, I wanted a break, and so I taught English and business classes in China for a couple of years, enjoyed that thoroughly, and then I came back and was going to start another paint company. But I was burnt out on paint. It's a little boring, as you can imagine. And it would have been more exciting because it got into suntan pigments and cosmetic pigments. But I still couldn't get too excited. And I started thinking about a food idea, and I love food. So right now I'm starting a food company, and I'm enjoying it and look forward to going forward.
With okay, so right now you're actually in the process of starting a food company. Is that correct?
Correct.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
The company, it's named Pomona Foods. It's a named after Pomona's, the Roman goddess of gardens and orchards. And also I could get the website, okay, which is critical. And so the first main product is going to be a coconut-based product from the milk of the coconut. And but I'm doing some research with the Philippine government now, and Texas A&M is going to start any week now on doing similar on how to process the coconut milk to get a new product. And or optimize the product, and then after I get those results, I'll get a another university to develop a food plant plan, a layout, and then take that layout and build a small plant in the Philippines is my
So long term, you're actually looking to start a plant in the Philippines first?
Correct. Well, very first, there's a an oil that I'm looking at, a food-based oil for cooking. I'm going to look at and see if it's viable. It's something that somebody else is already making. It's an easy product to start and sell, and I'm going to try to just use an internet, and it's more of an experimental company, and so I'm going to do that probably in the next few weeks. Try to go, I have to go to Belize and get some of the product, and then I'm going to get it tested and try to get some reviews on it by cooks. And if it comes up favorable, it might not. I might kill it then. If the taste reviews don't work out, I'll kill the company after just a month or two. But if it does work out, I'll go forward and just use that as sort of an experimental. I don't have high expectations on sales of it, but I think I'm curious. It'll give me a good way to just start getting used to the internet sales, how do you do it, and marketing it. The main product with much more potential is the coconut-based product.
Oh, okay, so the actual food oil product is not what you're researching.
No, that's already been done. That's just a distribution. That's much easier. You just go get it. They're already making it. They're already packaging it. I'll probably have to repackage it, but just go get it in a barrel or whatever container it's available, and put it in small bottles and just sell it. And oil is a very safe food, especially this oil is very safe, the nature of it. And so I don't have to worry about safety too much. I'll get it tested at NC State or maybe Texas A&M, but that shouldn't be a problem. Oils are usually fairly safe.
Okay, well, that sounds really interesting. The fact that you're dealing with another country and also a totally new product, that's really interesting. I'm curious to see how it turns out. Is there anything else you would like to add to this particular interview?
No, I'm looking forward to learning and working with the other cohort members of this group, and look forward to starting businesses and hopefully doing better because of what I learned through this
group. Okay, that sounds great. Well, thank you for your time.
That sounds great.